23rd year to the victims of 9/11 and the first responders, for sure. So our hats go off to those that sacrifice so we can do what we do here, you know. The Bengals, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Bengals. They're a heck of a football team. And, you know, we know we've got to have a good week of preparation. As far as the injuries go, really, the only person is Hollywood is the only one that's banged up there. So he's continuing to rehab and get himself out, but he won't be out there today. Other than that, time's yours.
Is there an indication, Coach, that he would not play Sunday, or is it still to be determined?
Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
As you looked at the Bengals, they had a rough start. There's some numbers out there with Zach Taylor. They just don't do well early in the year. Put your finger on any reason why that would be. I know you guys generally play them later in the year.
Yeah, listen, they're a good football team. I mean, they're very well coached. I mean, Zach does a great job. They do a great job on the defensive side and special teams. So right now they're just trying to get their guys back together that aren't able to play. But we know they're going to come in here and be ready to go. I don't know what's going on in the past or anything else, but I know every time we play each other, it's a heck of a football game.
Andy, you talk frequently about getting the other team's best shots and stuff. And in what ways do you notice that materialize during the game?
Yeah, execution is the biggest one. That's normally what you get, and good aggressive play. I tell you guys that tempos are different when you take each level in the playoffs. It's kind of a crazy deal. When teams like this play each other, it's just a different tempo, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know why, but that's how it goes.
Coach, you guys have the contract done with Noah. Right now, what does he mean for both your present and then in the future, and wanting to get that done?
Yeah, well, he's a good football player, and he does a lot for us. He's one of those guys that doesn't get a whole lot of credit for all that he does, but big-time special teams player, great tight end. We do a bunch of double tight stuff, plus he's able to spot going and spot Kels. And he comes out of games with quite a few snaps because of the special teams. You know, he's a four-phase guy there, can do anything Dave needs him to do there, and is willing. And he loves being here. So, and a great guy on top of all that.
Andy, what stood out about Rashee Rice when you watched this game?
Yeah, he was more comfortable than he was last year, which makes sense. Just having had the reps and the experience. But the one thing that he does well is he catches it and he gets himself upfield. And he's a good, consistent catcher, works himself upfield, is tough, he plays physical. At the same time, he's a willing blocker, get in there and mix it up there. So he's really developing his whole game in all areas. And you know, he'll keep growing, but it's way smaller margin than he had to grow from beginning of last year.
Last week, talking to Samaje, it seemed like he was a little wide-eyed getting here so fast and having to get in. You get the sense that comfort might be a little bit better this week.
Yeah, listen, he did a nice job for us, so I don't want to take anything away from him. He jumped in and had everything down and was able to play a few snaps for us. I mean, he's going to be familiar with half of the guys that are on this team, so he knows the routine there. So and a lot of the players.
Coach, week one passing offense around the league was kind of a low standard for this current era, and you kind of had a unique perspective to be able to sit back and watch it this week. Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on why, you know, some teams in the passing game just seem to struggle in week one?
Yeah, it takes time for that to develop, I think. That part of the game, a lot of variables that go into it, just with execution, as opposed to handing the ball off to somebody. So between the timing and knowing your receivers and then all these secondaries that the defenses throw at you. So it takes a little bit of time. The time's been reduced in areas. So, and then, anyways, that's what I see.
Coach, with the kind of game that Xavier had this early in his season last week, what can I do for him, going on the rest of the season?
Yeah, he did a nice job for us. Again, he, even his, with his size, he was willing to get in and mix it up in the run game part of it. But having the success he had, I think, is a positive for a young guy to get going. Are you guaranteed 2 touchdowns every game? Well, that's not necessarily in the contract, but it was great for him to get started that way. He knows that he can play at this level now, and if he had any questions, I didn't sense he had any questions, but if he did, those are answered.
We'll ask a couple of Nate and then Vaya. Go ahead, Nate.
Andy, you mentioned a couple times before that even though they're different players, it's a similar injury for Hollywood to what Tyreek experienced in 2019. He practiced that week, obviously, before playing. Just what did you need to see from him, and is there any way of using that experience if Hollywood is, tomorrow or Friday?
Yeah, they all set a little different. So, I mean, it's something that has to move to get back into place. They all set just a little different and heal different, from what I understand. I'm not a physician by any means. So they're all just a bit different. I mean, you're talking just centimeters of it being off can be a problem. So you want to make sure those things are healed in and that they're actually in the right spot. So, we're having them see different people that are experts at that. There's not. I don't think there's a ton of data on it, especially in our field here, but football. But that's kind of what's going on. But as far as working hard, and he feels good. He's, he feels like you got to trust the doctors here.
Bye.
Andy, non-football, but just to circle back to when you started, how did you get the news on September 11th? And I just wonder what your strongest recollections of the day were.
Well, I was back there. I mean, I was back in Philly at that time, and so it was a little crazy around that area. I mean, I remember talking to Mike Sherman, who was at Green Bay. He called and he was asking some questions about football, and he hadn't gotten the news out there. So I said, hey, you might want to turn the TV on. There's a little bit of craziness going on in this area here. So, that's how I found out.
Were you able to process it in real time, or
I'm not sure. I'm not sure anybody could process it. I think everybody just reacted, and it really seemed to be in a positive way. I mean, from the stories that you hear on how people came to the rescue, that's the good of mankind. We see some negative things, and we have a tendency to harp on it, but that right there, man, that was our country pulling together and working together, and we can do some pretty magnificent things when that happens.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
That was Andy.